B-Pod Studios.
Dr. Mike is going to join us from Fox. Dr. Mike Sirigliano, who is a terrific, a dear friend of mine, who is at the University of Pennsylvania. Tremendous doctor. If you guys have any questions, again, besides, you can tweet us or you can give us a call. We got three open lines. So if you want to call and ask Dr. Mike a question yourself, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975, if you want to ask him. So this way, there's something that is really important to you, we'll make sure that we'll give you the opportunity as well to ask Doc Mike a question. Let's continue our calls while we're waiting. Wait, oh, we got Doc now? All right. Yeah. So give us a buzz if you want to ask Doc a question. Certainly, there's so many issues. And, like, I implore, now I know that there's a lot of civic leaders that listen to the program. Whether it's Jim Kenney, the mayor of Philadelphia, who I know listens to the program, when there's a plenty of people around, our leaders around the areas. And I'm pleading with you guys to make sure you're listening to the medical professionals and to make swift decisions. I keep going back to schools. Schools need to be closed. That's an important deal right now. And in helping stopping, at least getting a handle. Remember, and keep one thing in mind. And that is, we're talking about trying to slow the spread of the virus down and allow our medical teams to catch up, to get enough supplies, right? To get enough test kits, to get enough respirators. It's a very important part of this thing, is to help slow the pandemic down. I was just waiting to jump on with Doc. What'd you say? You can tell me.
It's connecting to Bluetooth.
Oh, he's it's always the brilliant guys, right? The brilliant guys who can't figure out how to put their Bluetooth on. It's funny. The smartest people in the world, they always struggle with tying their shoes. All right. If you have a question for Dr. Mike, 610-632-0975. He's on the line with us now from the University of Pennsylvania, Fox 29. Dr. Mike. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
Cuz, are you surviving?
Yes, we are. But I got lots of questions, and our audience has lots of questions, too. And I want to start off with, and you saw the NBA canceled. The NHL's about to cancel. Do we need to cancel schools?
Well, so here's the thing. I have two kids in school, and the bottom line is we may have to. It depends. It's going to depend on what happens, and this changes on a minute by minute basis. All right.
Now you said to me yes when I asked you the question. You said that.
Well, I think because that it's going to come to that, because what we have to do now to prevent this from getting way way out of control is what's called social distancing. And that means keeping people, away from crowds. Now, even on a good day, because schools, there's all kinds of kids.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All kinds of stuff. And so the thing is that even on a good day, you have problems there. If I had a crystal ball, because I would say that it's coming. Now, you're already seeing a bunch of schools at the college level, right, saying, look, after you get done spring break, you're out of here. You're going to take class from home. And I think it's a matter of time before we see grade schools follow suit. But remember, you know, every one of these issues, cuz, has ramifications. Like, well, what do you do if you're a working parent? You know, what now what?
Right,
you know,
the
kids going to be home until summer break? I mean, it is unprecedented what we are dealing with right now. The last time we had this kind of thing was in 1918 with the great pandemic of Spanish flu. And so there are similarities, not exact similarities, but this is the real deal. The last time I was on a couple of days ago, we were talking about, you know, it's all hype. Well, that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
This is the real deal, and I'm not trying to alarm anyone, just letting them know this is the real deal, and we have to face reality and understand that we have to get a handle on this now, or else it's going to be much, much worse down the road.
All right, a couple things, because people are wondering. One, we talk about, and we talked about this the other day, about the virus, and now it attacks the elderly. It's more serious for the elderly and for those with compromised immune systems, and thankfully it's been sparing the youth. But what about kids that have asthma?
Anyone with underlying medical problems, especially lung issues, is at slightly higher risk. Now, for reasons that are unknown, especially to me, but also many experts, the kids seem to do okay with this. And that's different than other viruses, where you tend to see kids like influenza B. Earlier this year, we saw a tremendous number of cases of influenza B that affected kids more than anything else. My son had it. That doesn't mean adults can't get it, because I've diagnosed influenza B on a number of adults. So it's not like written in stone that the coronavirus does not harm kids, but it seems to have a predilection to older folks with underlying medical conditions. And that is just a broad statement that we've observed.
All right. Let me ask you this. So do we have a real shortage of ventilators and test kits? I mean, we've read a lot about that stuff. Where does it stand right now?
So when you say ventilators, I think you mean the machinery that we use for life support.
Yes.
And that is critical if someone is extremely sick and they need ventilatory support, meaning this virus, and I've shown this at Fox a couple times, where the virus tends to attack the lungs and causes this very characteristic peripheral consolidation, if you will. So we call it ground glass opacities. It's damaging and causing inflammation in the periphery of the lungs. That being said, many people that are extremely sick with this need to be on a ventilator. Now, I've heard some experts, including the former Surgeon General and others in the know, that we are approximately 100,000 ventilator machine short if this turns out to be a major problem. And then that leads to really horrible decisions for people like me,
right,
as to who gets on the ventilator and who doesn't based on their condition and their age. And it's a mess. And what I'm worried about is something called surge capacity. You'll hear about that. Surge capacity is where if a lot of people get sick all of a sudden, it overwhelms the healthcare system. So now it's not just ventilators. We don't even have any beds. We have room. And you may have read or heard some talk about reopening Hahnemann this thing gets really ugly, because that's a hospital that was recently closed. They could use the convention center, you know, they could use a lot of areas that aren't typically thought of as hospitals and places where people go. But again, I don't think that we need to panic. I think what we need to do is be prepared. And as I said to you the other day, I don't fear this virus. I respect it. It's a Am I allowed to say mofo? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't like this virus. It's very contagious. No one has immunity, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, we got some people online that want to talk to you, ask you a couple questions.
All right.
It's 12:02 when you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. And while I have you, I do want to say that I urge leadership, all community leaders, to listen to their medical professionals, people like you that understand what needs to be done during this time of crisis.
I appreciate that. The one thing, cuz, we're all in this together, buddy.
Yep,
I may be in the front lines. I may be in the trenches in the front. But we're all in this together. And the one thing about this is that we will band together.
That's
and
right.
We will be one people dealing with this mess. Okay?
Right. Yeah, amen. All right, let's go to Tony in West Philly. You're on with Dr. Mike. Tony.
What's up, TT? What's up, man?
Hey, TT.
Listen, Doc, I want to ask you a question. When you see what's going on in these other countries where this is reached unprecedented levels, what they're doing is closing the door altogether. There's no transportation, total isolation, and they're getting a handle on it that they can contain it. Do you think it's essential that we make a move like that now, that we can get it to a point that we can kind of contain it?
Well, Tony, that's a very good question. You know, I'm not an epidemiologist, but I'll tell you what. I do know that we don't have a lot of options with this right now. And you bring up the point of what's called social distancing and shutting down the ability of the virus to spread from one person to another. And I think that given the fact we don't have medications, we don't have a vaccine, that's basically all we have. And if you look at China as an example, Tony, what they did was, in a draconian way, they shut things down.
Yeah.
And they've had a decrease in numbers. And they're using the term suppressing the virus. The virus hasn't gone away, but they're suppressing it by reducing the transmission. And so what that does is, in my humble opinion, it buys us time to be able to then come up with effective treatments and effective immunization protocols. And that's what we got to do. But are you going to ask me, should we do it here? I think if this is going the way it's going, I think you're going to see reductions in the travel by air, in the domestic routes, and I think we really have to seriously consider doing what they did there. Look at Italy. I mean, they are having a big problem, and I think what they're doing is the same thing that China did, and that is they're saying this is it. So we gotta shut it down.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's go to where we at. Will, you have a question for Dr. Mike. Hello, Will.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Will.
Hey, Dr. Mike.
Hey, Will.
All right. My question is, is the disease airborne, right? And I just want to know I disinfect and wash my hands and, you know, I'm doing everything I can do on my end. And say someone, I walk into a restaurant, department store, wherever, isolated area, and someone who was infected had the disease, the virus, and I walk in like 20 seconds or so after they was there, is it still, how long can it stay airborne? That's my question.
All right. Well, Will, you bring up really good questions, buddy. So number one, looking at other coronaviruses, We know that this kind of virus can stay on surfaces anywhere from 2 hours to 9 days, 7 to 9 days. And so, yes, you're doing your job. You're washing your hands. You're doing everything. But maybe the guy next to you doesn't even know that he has the virus because he doesn't have any symptoms, and he's going about his business and maybe making you a hamburger, you know.
Right.
So there is the problem. And I think that the NBA did what they had to do, because if you think about it, you have a game, and look at the Flyers game the other night. It was jammed. And so, unfortunately, you know, who knows? Was there somebody there that didn't really know they had it, or they had the sniffles? Maybe they were early on. You know, they're walking around and sitting next to people, and there you go. So that keeps me up at night, Will. That's one
right.
of the things. So you wash your hands, and remember, Will, don't touch your face. Everybody's going to have to learn that you don't touch your face anymore, and you absolutely make sure you wash your hands, use Purell, and don't go near crowds. And if you're a high-risk individual, someone with heart disease, lung disease like emphysema, or you have an illness where you're on medicine that decreases your immunity, all of those things, you need to be very careful, and I would hunker down. I would sit tight. That's what I would do.
Let's go to Eddie in Springfield. Got a question for Dr. Mike. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Dr. Mike. My son was telling me, you know how you use people are using Lysol, and on the back of the can it says that it fights viruses and stuff. But my son told me that Lysol doesn't work on this virus because of a certain protein.
Right. So the key with this is that, number one, you have to use high levels of alcohol. So greater than 60% isopropyl alcohol will do the trick. That's number one. And certain products work, some don't. And so my advice to you would be that you go online and look and see which products have been found to be effective against the coronavirus. Look, this is all new. And so I don't know that there have been studies looking at this particular coronavirus, but other coronaviruses, it's got to have greater than 60% alcohol content for hand rinse. Clorox works, hydrogen peroxide, things like that. So that would be my advice. There are sites online that you can look at for particular products. I must say, I don't know about Lysol. I know that hydrogen peroxide bleach and mainly alcohol with a greater than 60% content will do the trick. And that's why Tito's will not work, folks.
Right.
It's 80 proof, which means it's only 40% alcohol. So I want to consume that.
Tito's. That's awesome.
That's my plan, but anyway.
Dr. Mike, we got people on Twitter with lots of questions. Tunis, hit Dr. Mike with a couple questions.
Yeah, Dr. Mike, so some of the biggest questions are basically travel to, you know, Clearwater, Disney, that kind of stuff, the vacation spots at this time of year. And the other big question is, would you suggest going to the gym or just staying home at this point?
Well, I think if you're an at-risk individual, if you have any kinds of medical problems, if you have lung disease, like I said, elderly, people that are frail, lung transplant, you know, heart transplant, forget about it. Forget it. I would not do that if you're high risk. As far as going to the gym, and I don't think in my 30-year career I've ever said, don't go to a gym. I think you have to weigh the pros and cons. I think your risk is low. And I think if you go, and you should be doing this anyway, you should wipe down where you're working out and all of that. That should be okay, unless this thing really blows up. You know, it gets.
Yeah, that's my, and that's kind of where I'm at now. I go, listen, if all you guys are predicting this thing to get worse, so why are we wasting any time? Shouldn't we be, you know, shutting this stuff down now? or be in the process of shutting stuff down now?
It's somebody's livelihood. I mean, you know, we have to be thoughtful and judicious in our decisions. I mean, you know, last night I was on the air and they interviewed a couple people. One said it's all hype, which I almost fell off my chair. Unless you've been living under a rock and not watching what's going on in Italy, you know, this is the real deal. And secondly, that we're, you know, they're closing colleges and they're inconvenienced. I mean, the bottom line is that inconvenience, and in my humble professional opinion, our lives are going to change for a while. It is not going to be the way it used to be for a while until this settles down. That's my prediction. So, do you go to the gym? I think if you go to the gym, you make sure and wipe down everything, use your Purell and work out. That's good. All right. If there are massive cases all over the place, you might want to think about it. And I would certainly think about it if you're high risk.
Let's quickly go to Brian. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. You have a question for Dr. Mike.
Yeah, Dr. Mike. My wedding is actually set for Friday, March 27th, down in Center City. And then we're planning on flying to our honeymoon Sunday to Antigua. Should we take any precautions, or do we have to worry about, you know, possibly cancellations, that kind of stuff? Or?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my best friend told me right before I got married. Canada mm-hmm. is not that far away. That's. I'm sorry. I'm trying to lighten up a heavy. He said, "I'll drive you if you want to bail out." No. All right. So, you know, the bottom line is this. This is going to change tomorrow. So, yeah. You know, predicting what's going to be, what the scenario is going to be. You said at the end of March.
Yeah, Friday, March 27th. Yeah.
Right, so a couple of weeks away. I have no idea. Things changed last night about a half an hour before I went on the air. I mean, we're just going to have to take it one step at a time. I'll tell you what, though, I would err on caution, and if it looks like people are advising no gatherings and there's concern, look, you're going to have your whole life with this beautiful woman that you're marrying. And the bottom line is that, so you push back the trip, you know, you push mm-hmm. back that maybe you do a ceremony with just a few people. And then, you know what, in the fall or when this thing all blows over, you have one hell of a party and I need to be invited.
That sounds good to
all
me.
Right. You know,
thank you, brother.
I think you need to keep all your options open.
All right, one more, Doc. Casey in Allentown. You're on with Dr. Mike. Casey.
I got two questions for the doc. One, does this take Brett Brown's...
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Hey, dope. Come on, man. You kidding me? I got Dr. Mike on the line. You want to joke about coaches. Get out, you idiot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Listen, Doc, I know you're busy, but we may call on you tomorrow to answer more questions, okay?
I'm not going anywhere.
We need people like you to talk to our leaders, all right? We need that. We need you.
Cuz, I love you, man.
Love you too,
love
brother.
You,
you're the man.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
We'll talk.
See
love
you, buddy.
You.
Here he is, the great Dr. Mike Sirigliano.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.